Why 66? I assume you know what I'm talking about, right? I'll give you a minute to work it out. Welcome back. Hopefully, you just looked again at this book's cover and noticed that the title contains the word mystery and the subtitle is And 66 Attempts to Solve It. So why 66? Here's my recommendation. Wherever possible, treat anything you can as a mystery. Why? Because mysteries make life better. I love mysteries, including the desperately craving an answer part, more than I love their solutions. Definite answers shut down possibilities, while an unsolved puzzle ignites our imagination and invites us to think, what if it turns out to be something shocking and unguessable that will well and truly blow my mind? Then we start to imagine how exhilarated we'll feel when we encounter that unimaginable, mind-blowing solution. I love mysteries so much that I have a tendency to invent them where they don't exist. I've done this since childhood. Age 7, on a family holiday in Lytham, St. Anne's, I saw two cars driving along a road, one behind the other. I wonder why that second car is chasing the first one, I said to my parents. They explained that there was no mystery. The two cars had nothing to do with each other. I refused to accept this hypothesis. I wanted and needed a better story. I'm not going to dwell on the two cars mystery because I never solved it and never will, not unless I go back to Lytham St. Anne's to investigate, and I refuse on principle ever to go there again. It was supposed to be a seaside holiday, and guess what? The sea was not there, like, at all, for the whole time that we were. Where was it? I don't know. Another mystery. There was a beach, and there were slightly damp mud flats stretching as far as the eye could see, but there was no sea for me to swim in. I was too young to understand about tides, and I'm glad I didn't. I wouldn't have approved. If solved and never-to-be-solved mysteries are equally disappointing, it's clear what the ideal is. A puzzle that makes you want to hunt for its solution, happy in the knowledge that there's a fair chance of success. I'm delighted to be able to present you with that very thing. I'd like to invite you to be my sidekick as I investigate the mystery of happiness. I should probably say mysteries, plural. What is happiness? How does one pursue and or achieve it? Where is it to be found and with whom? I have no doubt that you are perfect sidekick material, and so I'm going to tell you that there is a significant clue in this introduction, a significant clue that will actually help you to solve the mystery of happiness. Now, if you haven't already identified what that clue is, don't give up. Note, there is no limit to how often you can listen to this book's introduction before proceeding to chapter 1.